Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Doug Weed back on the show. Doug is the author of more than 30 books. His new one is called Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency, which we helped him launch earlier this year. He's the co-author of a book on George H.W. Bush. He has advised two presidents. He's interviewed six presidents and a whole bunch of their children and siblings and first ladies. And he's our good friend, Doug Weed. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Doug, you were here on the show the week before the election. It seems like a lifetime ago now. What do you think about, what is your attitude, what's your opinion, what are your feelings about where you think things are right now?
Well, I think we're headed for deep, deep trouble. And the whole focus now is on Georgia and the Senate because, Jim, that's going to tell us how quickly this is going to happen. But
so, have you given up on any kind of reversal of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona? Are those? Is it a done deal? Is Biden the president elect now?
Well, I'm not going to say that publicly because I don't think it is helpful to say that publicly.
And I agree.
I have hope, and I think that we should have hope. And I love this poll that I saw this week that said 79% of those who voted for Donald Trump believe he will still prevail and be president.
And I saw another one that like 92% believed that this election was stolen.
Yeah, absolutely. That, I don't know why we should be encouraged by that because it's so obvious, but I am encouraged by it. It means that the national media hasn't been able to completely wipe it out. But, you know, I'm a student of World War II, Jim, and mm-hmm. The Nazis had an organization that kept the temperature of the German people, and it was very accurate. They didn't fool themselves. They didn't lie to themselves. They never made it publicly, but mm-hmm. privately, they knew and were aware of what percentage of the German public really believed and those who didn't believe. They kept that. And so does our American media. I know for a fact because I have friends who worked in the American media as technicians, computer programmers, and others, and they would feed me information that let me know for years the national media has known how the American people think and what they want, and they're actively trying to change America still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I talked to someone who was talking to a young person who just graduated from journalism school, and that person said something to her about, you know, being a good reporter. What did she learn about being a reporter? And that person corrected the older person and said, no, that's not what journalists do. Journalists shape opinion. They don't report on the news. They shape opinion. That's what she learned coming out of journalism school.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Having never done anything to accomplish. Well, anyway. So, do you think that the investigations have kind of gone quiet in the last couple of 3 days? Do you think that did they have time to prove their case, get it before the Supreme Court, and turn anything around? What do you think?
I don't know the answer. I'm sorry. I, yeah. I again, I'm not going to publicly share. You know, Mark Twain once said, tell me what you believe, keep your doubts to yourself.
Right.
So
But it is a hard hill to climb for them, isn't it? Because the it seems like the forces are against them in terms of, I mean, how presumptuous is it for Biden to claim to be the president, the office of the president-elect? There is no such thing.
It makes him, in my mind, from my perspective, it makes him look very guilty.
Yeah.
If he were genuinely elected and he believed in his election, if you were elected and you believed in your election, you'd be going out of your way to say, count every vote, make
That's
sure
right.
you're satisfied,
right.
look under every rock.
What are they afraid? You got to say this, folks. What are they afraid of finding? You have to ask that. That's an intellectually honest question to ask. What are they afraid of finding? Let's get it right. Ponytail, right back with Doug Weed. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.